The next patient is Mr. Abraham Young. The last name is Y-O-U-N-G. Y-O-U-N-G. Abraham. A-B-R-A-H-A-M. Number one, the patient has CKD stage 3. This CKD stage 3 has been most likely associated to the presence of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, aging process. Period. Most importantly, the patient went to the hospital twice with shortness of breath, and this was in the first part of February of 2022. The echocardiogram shows that this patient has an ejection fraction that is 30%. He has a cardiomyopathy that is systolic in origin, and this playing a hemodynamic role in the deterioration of the kidney function. The patient has a urinalysis that is clean, there is no proteinuria. Very important to know is that the patient has nephrosclerosis with superimposed hemodynamic changes associated to ischemic cardiomyopathy. Period. The patient was instructed in cutting the salt out as well to decrease the fluid intake to no more than 40 ounces in 24 hours and continue with the present medications. Number two, the patient has an obstructive component that is related to benign prostatic hypertrophy. The PSA is normal. The patient is going to be referred to Dr. Onishi due to the traumatic prostatism that he has. Following number, the patient has the diabetes mellitus type 2 that has been under control. Number three, the patient has a history of hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 104 over 69. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is controlled. Following number, hyperlipidemia. In summary, this is a patient that has nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, aging process, diabetes mellitus, with ischemic cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 30% and obstructive component of BPH that is going to be referred to Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I. Evaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the visits to the hospital in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.